Good morning and welcome to BVTV. Almost 12 months ago, I sat here with fund manager Dr. Wolfgang Bauer. It was the first episode of the year during which I asked him to make 5 predictions for 2018. Now, having arrived in December, I think it's about time to test Wolfgang's predictive powers. Morning, Wolfgang.
Good morning, Mario.
I remember the first episode of the year only too well. The studio was covered by humongous balloons, which turned out to be much bigger than we expected.
And full of hot air, if I may add. I'm talking, of course, about the balloons, not necessarily the two of us.
Let's hope our viewers agree. It was also the episode I asked you to make some prediction about the future. And one topic that was widely discussed at the beginning of the year was related to the ECB. Let's see what you had to say about it. Will the ECB still be buying new bonds by the end of the year?
Yes.
Well, just about right, I would say, as the ECB has decided to stop net asset purchases in 2019. But since they have made the announcement back in summer this year, downside risks have increased. So do you think the ECB is still confident about their decision to remove stimulus?
Well, I mean, let's be clear. The ECB will only stop net asset purchases in 2019. Apart from that, overall monetary policy conditions in the euro area are going to remain exceptionally accommodative for the foreseeable future, with interest rates being kept at their current ultra-low levels at least until after summer next year. And you're right, the economic backdrop has somewhat darkened, especially the Q3 GDP figures and also the latest PMI readings were pretty dreadful, to be honest. But unless we see a further material deterioration in the data, there's no urgent need for the ECB to backpedal. If they now announce the stopping of ending of the net asset purchases without it being strictly necessary, the credibility of the ECB would be compromised. They simply cannot change the monetary policy every time the markets go into a risk-off tone.
Mm. And the risk-off tone we've seen has also affected bond yields. Here is your bond forecast. Will 5-year bond yields turn positive by the end of Q1?
Yes. Yeah, I actually got this one right, because at late January, the 5-year bund yield turned positive, driven by the euphoria around global synchronized growth. But admittedly, bund yields didn't stay in positive territory at the 5-year point for particularly long. In February, March, markets shifted swiftly into risk-off tone, driven by fears around political risks in Europe, around Italy, about trade wars, and then also about the weakening of the economic data. And these themes have continued to dominate markets, keeping bond yields in deep negative territory. Interestingly, U.S. Treasuries have had a pretty different journey in 2018, especially at the front end. We saw a meaningful sell-off with interest rates going up quite a bit. And this was driven by a tightening of monetary policy conditions in the U.S. by the Fed, and also by the relative robustness of the U.S. economy compared to Europe. Only very recently in November, when risk-off sentiment and flight to quality gained really momentum in markets, we've seen some rally in U.S. Treasuries again.
Mm. And one topic that has spooked markets of late and contributed to the sell-off of risk assets in November was again Brexit. Mm-hmm. Let's see what you had to say about the second referendum. Will there be a second Brexit referendum this year?
No.
Well done, Wolfgang. You got this one right again. One area related to fixed income that got punished particularly this year was U.S. duration assets, as the Federal Reserve continued to hike rates gradually. Let's see what you had to say about the Fed. Will we see more than 3 rate hikes in the U.S. in 2018?
No.
Well, we have seen 3 rate hikes so far, so you're on track to get this one right as well. But there is still one more Fed decision to come in a couple of days. Do you think you will be proven right or wrong?
I think there will be a 4th rate hike in the US this year, proving my initial assessment wrong, unfortunately. I think the Fed minutes published last week clearly point in that direction. And if you look at the futures market, the implied probability of a December hike is around 80%. So I think that is very likely to happen. The more interesting question at this point is, of course, what's going to happen next year. Mm-hmm. And Jerome Powell's comments from last week were quite interesting, where he said US interest rates were just below neutral, which is interesting and a very very remarkable departure from his remarks from early October, where he said that interest rates would still be significantly a far way below neutral. So I think this has created a lot of uncertainty in markets around the future path of US interest rates. And that was precisely the point of the whole exercise, I think, because it gets the Fed more optionality going into next year.
Now, to be entirely transparent to our viewers, Wolfgang, there was one more question I did ask you back in Jan. So brace yourself, that might be painful to watch. And last but not least, will the German football team do it again and win the Football World Cup?
Yes, and may I add, abso-freaking-lutely. Yeah, thank you very much, Mario, for bringing up this delightful subject. Really appreciate it. I almost forgot. Yeah, let's put it this way. Things didn't go exactly as planned for Germany this year. Let's leave it there. But I learned my lesson. So due to the impressive performance of the English national team, I immediately became a British citizen. So going forward, in any future penalty shootout between Germany and England, I will be emotionally hedged.
Well said. Well, on that note, thank you very much for watching and have a great week.